my name's Doug Simonatic, and this tradition I liked a lot. And there's a lot of things that people do as members of group that make up in carrying the message. And I'll tell you where it's very important, at least from my viewpoint, that I've had experiences with. I've had a number of occasions to go to meetings where the door was locked, there was no coffee, and I had to leave. You're damn right it's important in carrying the message as to who the hell you have making your coffee and setting up that group, because we are only going to be as strong as we are keeping that door open for them people coming in off the street. And that was important to me, to be able to go to a meeting, to have a place to go, because I was out of places to go. My family didn't want me. And in going to meetings for a while, and in my case, a lot of years, to learn what the message of recovery was. But it's a multifaceted message, if I can explain it. It has to do with, it's important that a place was open for me to go. It was important for a place that they told me to come back and made me feel a part of. Nobody told me to leave. They couldn't throw me out. And in starting to feel comfortable, I didn't come from a rehab program. I came off the streets. And in learning about the program, the message of recovery was just come back. You know, the message to me in the beginning was a lot of people go to the meetings looking for the secret, and the secret's just going to meetings. You know, there was a lot of emphasis on numbers. I felt safer at a dance than I did in my own house alone. I didn't know how to apply the principles of the program. And in my case, there wasn't anybody to teach me. And today, I feel a responsibility as a member of my group to keep the primary purpose primary. And that includes group inventories, because it's so easy to get off of a primary purpose. It's so easy to fix on other things that become more primary. And I'm talking about profiling, 13, 14, 15, Stephan. The motives may not always be that honorable for going to a meeting. And it's the group's responsibility, you know, to help that person that's coming in that meeting that suffers. And I'll tell you what, I have over 12 years clean, and I go to meetings and I still suffer. So you don't have to be a new person to suffer. There's a lot of things I don't understand about the steps. A lot of things that I wish I knew more about the traditions. In time, I hope I'll get there. More will be revealed to Dutch. But by going to the meetings that carry the message of recovery and keeps their primary purpose primary, I tend to want to be more teachable. When I go to meetings for not that primary purpose, I tend to be more closed-minded and do things my way. It's important for my home group to have a responsible person choose a speaker that's going to give me a message. That when I leave that room, I'm going to have more than what I came with. And it's the members of that group's responsibility to elect someone to do that job as a trusted servant. So there's a lot of sides it has to do in making up of the keeping the primary purpose. There's a lot of things that, you know, go into, hey, by working these steps and working these traditions, we can stay together and live. You know. And if we become recovery-oriented groups, I believe the results will speak for themselves. But we have to learn how to become recovery-oriented. And that's usually not the easiest, softest way. Because how many times have you been elected to a position that you just didn't feel like doing? Now, I'm too busy. I got too many other things. Don't take the job. Give the new guy a break. You know, the new person, along with the suffering addict, is the most important person in the meeting. You know, like they say, well, that guy with one day in the back of the room that's withdrawn is the most important meeting. Fuck that, I got 12 years and want to keep it. I'm selfish. So the group needs to provide that atmosphere of recovery. If I'm hurting, I want to be able to go into my home group. I want to feel comfortable enough, and I want that atmosphere of recovery that I can do that. Which means if they are on a seventh tradition meeting, if it's that much of an urgency, you know, and it can't be talked about after a meeting, you know, it can get dealt with. Survival. And it seems to be easier to survive if you stay in bounds of the traditions. And I'm glad that they have formats like this to talk about them. Because when a guy told me that the guy that makes coffee in your home group has something to do with carrying a primary purpose, I says, man, you're full of shit. You know, the guy who carries the message is the guy that sounds the best. You know what I mean? The heavy hitter? He's the guy carrying the message for the group. No, Dutch, you're wrong. Because if you didn't have that guy opening up that meeting, you wouldn't have no heavy hitters in your home group. Oh, okay. I can begin to understand that there's a lot to these traditions, and I'm willing to learn about them. And I don't think that there's a text that you can just read and lay on people, you know, because I'm in a different place today. I'm not fighting a drink or a drug today. I'm fighting me. I'm fighting the disease. And just as much as that person is fighting a drink or a drug, his needs need to be met by the group and my needs need to be met by the group. And that's the beauty of the program. And I know in my case, I've only been able to find it in Narcotics Anonymous. So whatever I can do to help keep my home group recovery oriented, and if that means not having a dance to become recovery oriented, that's what it means. If it means not having to worry about how much money is in our prudent reserve, and a group inventory is more important, then that's what it means. And that's all I have to say on the fifth tradition. So now we'll go to tradition six. Oh, excuse me. comments, questions? Anybody want to say anything? I know there's, you know, the microphone is live.
Hi, I'm Mike. I'm a non-addict member of Board of Trustees.
Hi, Mike.
I wanted to ask you, Dutch, what you think about this. And it's the concept I've had about the fifth tradition. And that is that the message and recovery are both ongoing. I mean, that way would incorporate what you're talking about. You with 12 years going to the group versus somebody coming in first day. You know, the group has to be open for you and also for the newcomer. Recovery never really stops.
Hopefully. tying in with that, then, you know, the group's primary purpose is to provide that atmosphere of recovery so that recovery doesn't stop. That should be primary. We should become recovery-oriented. And in with that, you know, it opens it up for the new person. It opens it up for a person like me that for a long time I was afraid to go to a group and like lay my shit out because, like, you know, I come here to like help them. I mean, you know, I can't like lay my shit out. They're gonna like run from me. But it's not like that. You know, at different times I haven't had to. I mean, I guess when I got myself out of the way, I would be able to do it. But it's the. I think they run parallel. But I think that, you know, they have to go back and forth. Like, that person with the time should be able to tell the new guy, it's not like this all the time, but this is where I'm at today. You know, and in the ever-changing process of my recovery, this is where I'm at. And by getting it out, I get a different perspective on it, and I can learn to use the spiritual tools to work on it. And it goes back to the together we can thing. I can't, we can. But in my case, though, recovery was at different stages. I mean, it was at different levels of understanding. I can understand today what I couldn't 10 years ago. And sometimes I would hear something 5,000 times, and a 5,000th and first time, it made sense. So, you know, it's where somebody else could hear it 10 times and get it. It's, I don't know, would somebody else like to?
I'm Marty, I'm an addict.
I'm Marty.
The tradition says that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry the message to the addict that still suffers. It doesn't say the newcomer. It says the addict that still suffers. It said that the newcomer is the most important person in the room, and they are next to me. When I go to a meeting, I'm the most important person in the room because that meeting's for me. And if I can help the newcomer, I'm there to do that. But I'm there for me in the beginning and what I can share, okay. I know that when I had 6 years, I hit a bottom that was probably more devastating than the bottom I hit when I got here. Because I hit a bottom clean. And hitting the bottom drug affected hurt like hell, but hitting the bottom with 6 years, you're not supposed to hurt after 6 years. You're not supposed to have hurt after 6 months or a year or 2 years or 3 years. I thought I was going to die. And right out there in that bay in December, it was 20-some degrees, and I lived down here on the beach, and I decided that the best thing for me to do was take a walk to end it all. And I decided I was going to start walking in the water to the Bay Bridge Tunnel out there. And if I made it to the tunnel, it was God's will that I live, and if I didn't, then I was supposed to fucking die. And it was that simple, and that was my out I chose. And I walked out into the water, and when it hit my nuts, I turned around and came back in. I grew from that experience. And I went to meetings, and I shared that experience. And when I go to meetings, I share my experience. I don't go to meetings and sit in meetings and cry about how bad I hurt. I go to meetings and say I need to hear about step so-and-so because I'm definitely not working it in my life. I don't need to go to meetings and say, well, man, my relationship ain't working. I don't know what to do about my sex life. Try the fucking steps and see what happens. The steps haven't changed. Thank God we do. The steps have not changed since good day one. The steps are designed so that I change. Whether I'm a newcomer or whether I've been around for 4,000 years, you know, I found out that I never outgrow my need for change. And that tradition is designed to continue to carry that message to me.
Yeah, my name is Gregor Manning. Another idea that ties in with this concept that I think about a lot is sharing the way we live, drug-free. You know, that may be another form of the message. The old talk's cheap, but how do you live? Message. That somebody coming in the doors is making a statement saying, hey, I live today without using drugs. It's okay. You know, one of my favorite ways I like to... My home group talks about the past week, what you did right or wrong, and how you practice the principles in your life. And I like that. Because, to me, I get to share with my other members of my home group their lives. And I get to see how they live. And I get to see how they deal with problems as they come up. How they deal with the insanity when it comes up. How they deal with the desperation when it comes up. How they deal with the depression when it comes up. That's real important for me.
My name's Bill, I'm an addict.
Hi, Bill.
You know, there's a lot more to that fifth tradition than I thought when I first came in. I grow and learn about the traditions by living. You know, and I was down in Florida about a year and a half ago in an area at that time that didn't have but two quote-unquote maybe NA meetings. One was in a treatment center and this addict needed a meeting. We walked into the meeting and there was people in chairs sitting around in a circle and they had one person in the center of that circle and they were telling him, you've got to do this and you've got to do that. And if you don't, you know, an old confrontal, an old TC treatment type therapy. And I have one character defect. When somebody or someone doesn't quite understand the spiritual principles of Narcotics Anonymous as they were told to me, I have this, my left hand goes up automatically without thinking about it, and I shared how it was given to me, and how it was given to me was, first of all, every NA group has but one primary purpose, that's to carry the message. And I came in, they didn't care what I looked like, what color I was, who I was, what I was driving, how I was walking, how I wasn't walking. And I came in and they said, very simply, I was lucky. They said, if you want what we have to offer, then you want to do what we did to get it. And that was work the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous. That's the message of recovery. Not dances. Not service boards and committees, thank God, sometimes. But 12 steps, all the other things are a byproduct or a gift, if you will, of the primary message that recovery from addiction is available if you do these certain things. And I walked around for years. I'm like Dutch, I knew more about the traditions for the first couple of years in this fellowship than I did about the steps. And I got close to certain people who knew a lot, and I listened. And then those certain people told me, it's about time you stop. It's about time you stop worrying about your other people and start working on yourself. Here's the steps. Work them. And that was the same message that I got when I came into Narcotics Anonymous from the same man who has 12, who has about 10 years clean in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. But I wasn't ready to listen at that time. And that is the only primary message Narcotics Anonymous has. It's not, let's get dressed up on a Friday night and put 2 tons of perfume on and makeup and go to a meeting and just after the meeting get together and play whatever. You know, that's spreading the disease. But very simply, and I'll be quiet, if you want what we have to offer, if you like what I do, if you like what I do, not what I say, then ask me how I got it and I'll tell you. It's 12 steps. Thanks.
Thank you, Billy.
So maybe formats like these, we can begin to think along the lines of what the message is, and going along with what Billy said, you know, if you want what we have to offer, and I know in the beginning what Narcotics Anonymous had to offer for me is different than what it is now. Because I'll tell you how I stayed straight for a lot of years. Don't get high till your balls fall off. That was my steps and traditions, and I could understand that. But I think that, you know, I think this ties in with our second tradition. We're all trusted servants. And that we do have a responsibility once we do know that the message is the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. And that those affect NA as a whole. So there's a lot of other stuff doesn't. And how we interpret the 12 steps and 12 traditions affects NA as a whole. And going from the fifth, you can go back to the first tradition. They all link. And there's a reason that they're written the way that they're written. And it's things like this, using vehicles like these, to begin to understand. This is the first tradition workshop, strictly a tradition workshop, I've been to in the 12 years plus change I've been clean. Had I been to other ones, maybe I would have known and been able to understand differently, been able to tell other people differently that if you want what we have to offer and know what they were offering, because a lot of groups offered me insanity. And I took it. And I liked it. And I didn't put that much emphasis on recovery-oriented things until I started to survive the pain. And anybody who's been there knows what I'm talking about. And that pain will make you work the steps to the best of your ability. And if you can't understand it then, you will go to any lengths to find it out. But as I said, the steps to me in the beginning were different than what they are now. And I know as a person in NA now, I feel a different responsibility of carrying a different message than I did other people, because all the people I sponsored in the beginning, I said, well, here's the service manual. You know, I'm going to a service meeting. You know, if you want what I got, come and get it. You know, go to the area service meeting. That's what it was. And today I get people to write this stuff and get the noise out of their head. And so it is different. I've changed. The message that I have has changed. And it's funny because when I was into picking up a service manual before a 12-step book or learning how to work the 12 steps, I knew all the answers. And I didn't have any questions. And it seems funny, now that trying to work the steps, I got the questions. And there's some thinking that goes into that. And if does anybody else want to comment on it? If not, we'll go on to the sixth tradition. This is going to run for 20 minutes more than the 12:30 because we started a little later. And, you know, we'll just go right in. Okay. Jim, talk right into the mic.
Okay. If I can talk at all. I'm Jim. I'm an addict. And some of you know I do a lot of writing and service. And oftentimes I write alone, you know, and then bounce it off other people. After about 5 years, I wrote something down that was one of the real basic things in my early surrender. You know, really before I became a member. And I sent this in to some folks, and they shared back with me that what I'd written was an opinion on an outside issue. And it was really basic to me. And it's the first time I've shared about it, because I think the reason I'm sharing about it is because it has to do with the fifth tradition, my perception. In my denial, you know, I wanted to make myself different, and I focused on the drugs I used. I came to NA, and I heard it was a program of total absence from all drugs. I heard that we don't care what you used. Okay. Part of the end of my denial and the beginning of my first step was the idea that addiction to one drug equals addiction to all drugs, whether I've used them or not. And I've always perceived that that was an us thing because I heard it in meetings a lot. And yet when I wrote it down, as, you know, a little bit of my personal part of participating in the fifth tradition in my group and through writing service, which is one of the things I do in my group, I was told that it was an opinion on an outside issue. And the reasons that the person said, you know, and the people, the group, or the different people that said that to me sounded real right to me, sounded real good to me. You know, but it really... Maybe I'm talking about something that's too personal, but I don't think it is. You know, it really shook me right at my roots when somebody says something to me that's part of the foundation of my recovery. You know, it really shakes me at my roots. Maybe we need to look at what our message is. And if we say we're a program of total abstinence from all drugs, aren't we saying that addiction to one drug equals addiction to all drugs in our experience? Not claiming to be doctors. Don't we need to define addiction a little bit, in those terms? Because I think a lot of folks out there in the world are pretty confused about addiction and what it really is. And I think that's a big part of what it is and a big part of the basis of our message. And I'd like to ask the people to think about that, pray about it, and talk about it among yourselves, and maybe as a fellowship or within our groups, we can come up with something that'll help us more effectively define what our message is. You know, thanks.
I'm Marty. I'm an addict.
Hi, Marty.
I don't think so much our message is what is addiction. I think our message is what is the solution. Okay, an addiction to me is a morbid state or condition, which is a medical term, And if you would have seen me when I came in, that was a morbid state and condition. And I think it's an individual thing. You know, I can't tell somebody that they're addicted to everything. I can just tell you I am. And that's what it is for me. All I can share is my personal opinion and my personal experiences. And no one can speak for Narcotics Anonymous as a whole as to what NA is. I can just speak to you what it is for me. There are some people who, for some reason, think they've been delegated to speak for Narcotics Anonymous as a whole. But I don't sponsor them anymore. I killed them.
Yeah, I never thought. I mean, addiction to me is just it's myself denying myself and looking outside of myself for more pleasurable things, no matter what it be. You know, my stick was, and it wasn't a drug of choice. I mean, it was like a whole thing. But addiction to me primarily is the denial thing. You know, denying myself, taking away my humanness and going on to other things. So, I mean, it can, you know, and that differs from his opinion. So, I just know the disease to me is very much denial. That's how it, you know, it I guess strikes us all differently. But, I've been bored a lot of days and had time to think about things like these, you know, because if I was thinking about the program, I'm safe. But that, to me, that's what addiction is, and I don't hear it about around the rooms. And probably the reason that I don't, and this says something too. The reason that I probably don't write it and send it in is because things tend to get blasted. You know, and that's my personal opinion, and I would rather keep it my personal opinion of what addiction is to me. It's important to me. If it can help somebody along the way, fine. If it doesn't, you know, it doesn't. But that's what it is to me. It's denying myself and looking outside of myself for more pleasurable things, and that disease dictates to me at the time what is pleasurable, because it has been different things before I hit Narcotics Anonymous, and it has been different things drug-free that I have become addicted to along those same lines of denial. So it's, I don't know, that's what addiction is to me. If anybody wants to answer Jim or comment, we got to go on. Okay. Tradition 6. And well, Greg will run this, start this.
My name's Greg. I'm an addict.
Hi, Greg.
We're about the most unorganized crew you ever seen. I was afraid we were going to have to do it this way.
I'm organized.
There's a part here in It Works How and Why that was checked for reading, and I'll read it. Let us take a closer look at what this tradition really says. Oh, I forgot to say what tradition is. NA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the NA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Let's take a closer look at what this tradition really says. First, a group ought never endorse. To endorse is to sanction, approve, or recommend. Endorsements can be either direct or implied. We see direct endorsements every day in politics and advertising. A direct endorsement is often used to persuade someone to do something, such as a famous person endorsing a certain product or a candidate advocating particular views. An implied endorsement is one which is not stated. It is harder to define. How many times have you seen a television star advertise a certain product? The implication is that anyone who buys the product will be as rich and famous as the television star. Some athletic equipment is provided to professional athletes to wear because their fans will believe that it's the best. This benefits the equipment company's sales. This is not usually stated formally, but in these examples, the television star and the athletes are implicitly endorsing those products.
You want to read the rest of it?
Okay, and then another part that was marked here. Is an outside enterprise an agency, business venture, religion, society, organization, related activity, or any other fellowship? Most of these are easy to identify, except for other fellowships. Narcotics Anonymous is a separate and distinct fellowship in its own right. Our problem is addiction. The other 12-step fellowships specialize in other problems, and our relationship with them is one of cooperation, not affiliation. And I don't know what the 16 means, but it's there. As far as the sixth tradition goes, again, I think it's one of those that's pretty obvious on the surface, but means a whole lot more. And that's really what we need to do. Maybe the purpose of this whole workshop is to stimulate thought. You know, because it's only through applications that these traditions, it says that somewhere, doesn't it? Applications that these traditions have any stick. You know, let's think about that. You know, I think it's obvious. This probably is the most obvious warning in the traditions, because it says if you do certain things, this will lead to problems of money, power, and prestige, which will divert us from our primary purpose. And if we get diverted from our primary purpose, what's going to happen? We just talked about that. I mean, this is obviously written as a warning. Endorse, finance, and lend the name. There was a fellowship a little over 100 years ago called the Washingtonian Society. They're about the same size as NA is today. That died out because of endorsement. They got involved in some causes. It might come into this one. It might also come on opinion on outside issues. They got involved in the temperance movement, and they got involved in emancipation. And they died out as a result of that. They endorsed the temperance movement. They endorsed abolition. You know, we think we're kind of, here we are, 150,000 members, we're invulnerable, nothing can happen anymore. That's really not true. History says that it can if we're not careful in what we do. And that's why we have these traditions, as a guideline to what we do. What happens when we endorse something? We tie ourselves to it. What happens when we finance something? We tie ourselves to it. What happens when we lend our name? We tie ourselves to it. You know, to me, the interrelation of the traditions, again, doesn't that destroy autonomy? Doesn't that deflect primary purpose? Doesn't that set up a situation where unity is impossible? Again, I can't talk about a tradition without talking about the traditions. Because they're so interrelated, so intertwined. You know, we've defined outside enterprise, we've defined related facility kind of. Related facility, what's that? There was talk a couple of years ago about inside enterprises. Was never really followed through with. I mean, what are we talking about? You know, are we talking about maintaining autonomy? Are we talking about maintaining and keeping our focus on the primary purpose? Another warning about getting astray into other things. It's so interrelated. This is a whole confusing area. There's a whole bunch of stuff. Inside enterprises, outside enterprises, related facilities, you know, clubhouses, meeting places. What's the relationship with the church that you hold the Tuesday night meeting? What's the relationship with the Parks and Recreation Building that you hold the Thursday night meeting? And this tradition defines that relationship. That's all I'm going to say right now.
My name's Dutch. I'm an addict. And
hi, Dutch.
I'd like to give an example that Narcotics Anonymous just dealt with in regards to endorsing something. There was a particular region in the country that, you know, sent a letter to the Board of Trustees, and it had to do with something in some of our literature. And, you know, looking at it, it was an endorsement. Our starter kit said at the end to close with the Lord's Prayer, and that's an endorsement of Christianity, which it has been, you know, the stand was to advise to remove it and make it the prayer of your choice. My interpretation of endorsing, lending, even financing, is limiting. And spiritual laws are unlimited. It gives you that freedom. When you tie into something, you're stuck with it. You know, if Narcotics Anonymous was to tie into something and it went down the tubes, we would be aligned with it, which would not be in the best interest of whatever image Narcotics Anonymous has. I know there's somebody up here that, you know, is involved in his personal life directly with it, but I'm not. I know that if, you know, people would care to read, there was a good article written by one of the trustee members on the sixth tradition in the Newsline. John F. Wrote a interesting article, a good article on the sixth tradition. And I, in my personal comments, I would refer to that. That is good. And it goes along the lines with there's more and more understanding of these traditions the more we mature, the more we can grow in our own personal programs, the more everybody's going to, you know, understand the traditions. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, waiting for us to grow up. And when I say us, I mean you, me, everybody. Narcotics Anonymous is in its infancy stage. It hopefully will be around for a long time, but it's in its infancy stage. Probably everybody that's here today came from a struggling area, a struggling group, a struggling region, you know, without the basis of a lot of knowledge and a lot of interpretation and a lot of understanding. You know, everybody in here is a survivor. We're all looking for a better way. And by abiding by these traditions, I feel in my heart, I feel in my gut, as much as a renegade, outlaw, whatever I've been and have in me, I believe that they must be abided by. Spiritual principles you can't see, touch, or feel, just like the disease you can't see, touch, or feel. But the results, when put into action, you can see. And it's been the experience of others before us who told us. You know, and why shouldn't we listen and take their experience? It works. And, you know, there's a saying around, if it works, don't fix it. You know. And I just really believe that it's an infancy stage that we're going through, and a lot of it has to do with our own understanding and our own maturing as individuals. And the more we mature and grow as individuals, the better our groups will be, the better our trusted servants will be, the more responsible we'll be. We'll see our second tradition in action. We won't just have to hope that there is one. And along with that then comes the trust. And we're getting there. I really believe we're getting there, because the first meeting that I never heard of Narcotics Anonymous before in my life. There were six people at that meeting. They're all still straight today. I go to places around the country and the rooms are full of people. And people are beginning to ask. They're not just settling for going to meetings anymore. They're not just settling for what the chairman of an area or a region has to say anymore. You know, there's more questions, and with those questions need answers, and with the problems need solutions. And hopefully that's what we're all about. I mean, 5 years ago, if somebody says, well, why don't you go to a traditions workshop? It wasn't that exciting. And today, these spiritual laws are exciting. I don't understand them, but when I see how they begin to work, it's fascinating. And these are principles that you can't see, touch, or feel, but I can see the results when they're applied. And that's what I get when I can put into action what the principles of these programs mean to me. It means a non-destructive existence. And to me, that is foreign. You know, my disease doesn't want non-destruction. It wants to hurt and destroy me and everything around me. But if I can live my life by these 12 steps and these 12 traditions, hopefully there won't be destruction. And I can live with that. I'll pass it on to Marty.
My name is Marty. I'm an addict.
Hi.
I've just been handed a new concept. It says we ought to fuck this tradition, form our own Marty and Dutch Narcotics Anonymous Hospital, become the directors, collect the money, make all the rules, buy a Mercedes, steal the money, go to Mexico, and tell them all to get fucked. Dutch A's trustee interpretation of Tradition 6.
I agree.
I think that without a sense of humor, we'd all perish. The traditions are very serious. They protect us from ourselves, so that one day at a time we can continue to have a place to come to recover in spite of ourselves. And without them, the 12 steps wouldn't mean shit. I've heard people say that my recovery is the most important thing in my life. And for me, my recovery isn't the 12 steps are, because without the 12 steps, I'm not going to recover. And without the 12 traditions, I don't have a place to do that. There's a few things about Tradition 6 that that curl up the hair on the back of my neck when I see them violated. And in this tradition, the things that curl up my hair on my neck could also be talked about in Tradition 10. One of the things I think, as area service rep for the Baltimore area, that I see happening more than anything in a violation of the sixth tradition to me. And before I share it, I'll share some other things to come to that point. I work in the field of addiction and have for the 10 years I've been clean. And that doesn't make me a member of Narcotics Anonymous. That's just what I do for a living. And when I got offered my present job, all they talked about was alcoholism. And I said, that ain't going to cut it. I won't work for you. And they said, what needs to be changed? So I showed them. And so now everything talks about addiction and not alcoholism. It talks about addiction, period, no matter what it's to. And I asked them, were they going to teach people, were they going to take people to NA meetings? And they said, yeah. I said, you're going to teach them the steps? And they said, yeah. So will you come to work? And I said, not yet. I said, what about their traditions? He said, well, they'll learn that when they get there. I said, bullshit. We don't have the right to send people to meetings and teach them things and give them different ways to communicate if that's not the way that they communicate in Narcotics Anonymous. Because what you're doing is you're killing those people off. You're sending them in there to be set up. And what happens, I see with a lot of people from treatment, they come in and they violate the shit out of our traditions, and people that have been around for a little while get real upset. And I'm one of those people. And when I hear people come in meetings and they say, "Hi, I'm so-and-so from so-and-so treatment center," to me that's an implied endorsement of that facility. And we are not there to represent any certain facility. We're there to represent Narcotics Anonymous as a whole. And we've talked about it, and people say, "You're just nitpicking. Recovery is recovery." Bullshit. Recovery is not recovery. Narcotics Anonymous is Narcotics Anonymous, and that's all that it is. It's not a treatment center. It's not a health center. It's not the VD clinic. It's not a marriage counselor. It's none of those goddamn things. It's 12 steps and 12 traditions that we adopted from another program that we cooperate with but don't affiliate with. I see people come in meetings, and I seen a guy chair a meeting a few months ago, and he came in. He said, "I'd like to read out of this book. It's written by so-and-so, blah, blah, blah." And he sat there through the meeting and started reading. I said, "Shut up." He said, "What do you mean, shut up?" I said, "What the fuck are you reading? That's not approved by Narcotics Anonymous, and don't have no fucking business in this meeting." "Well, who the fuck are you?" I said, "I'm Marty, and I'm an addict." As I said before, there's a lot of people who don't love me. I don't know why. I just like to believe in what I like to believe in, and you people taught me that was okay. I like to stand for what you people taught me so that I can continue to survive. People come in and they read out of Day by Night or some shit book. Yeah. I've seen them sold in meetings. And from what I've read from fellowship reports and such, that if you're going to have and sell other material other than NA material in your meeting, we can't tell you that's not a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. But we don't have to put your ass on the world directory either. Okay? If you go into a meeting place and it's got 12 traditions and 12 steps of another fellowship, and you're not willing to cover those up, then that's an implied endorsement of that fellowship. That's what it says to me. We're not here to support any other program. We're here to get clean in Narcotics Anonymous. If I want to go to other programs, I can go to them. But I don't have the right to bring them in here. I don't go to other programs and take Narcotics Anonymous into it. I don't go to other programs. There was a time that I did, and that's because Narcotics Anonymous wasn't here or where I was. And so I had to go in there and say things like, "I'm sober, and I'm an alcoholic. I got acceptance in my life. I didn't have shit in my life because I couldn't be me. I couldn't say fuck because they told me I was supposed to clean up my language. I have not seen it in our literature where it said I had to clean up my language. Maybe somewhere underneath written in there, I'm supposed to hopefully change some things. Maybe one day the language will change. Maybe one day it won't. Whether it does or doesn't, I'm still going to be here. I have a problem with organized groups of people taking the NA logo and strap it upon their apparel or apparel. I think it's a violation of our tradition. I have nothing against the people or what they may want to do in their spare time. But it has a direct reflect on me. When the police department drives down the road and pulls over 20 or 30 people and says, "What's the NA stand for?" "Oh, it's Narcotics Anonymous." And then some cop goes to another cop and says, "I got this thing in the mail from Public Information on Narcotics Anonymous. What is that?" "Oh, it's a biker movement." That says something to me. That's fucking with my life. That's fucking with what I believe in today and what I'm standing for and what I'm trying to clean up. I don't have anything against gay people. I don't have anything against black people, Mexicans, bikers. Narcotics Anonymous is here for all those people. I don't have anything against treatment centers. They've supported me for many years. But I have something against it when it affects Narcotics Anonymous as a whole. And to me, it affects it as a whole. There was a meeting the other night that four different treatment centers sent their people to. I think there was three recovering, non-affiliated addicts at the meeting and 60 treatment center people at the meeting. I'm glad those people were there. But I'm not glad when I hear them promote the treatment center. Well, my counselor says so-and-so. Fuck your counselor. I'm not here because of your counselor. And you shouldn't be here because of your counselor. You should be here because of Narcotics Anonymous to recover and learn about the 12 steps and 12 traditions. And I think that all those points could be argued, and I'm sure that they all have their pros and their cons. Those are just my feelings on it, and they're very real. And they're very important to me. Because Narcotics Anonymous is very important to me. Because without Narcotics Anonymous, I ain't got a breathing chance in hell. And I don't want us to become so open-minded, as I hear people say, you got to be open-minded. Maybe your mama does. I don't have to be open-minded if I'm uncomfortable with it. Maybe one day I'll say, oh, it's okay. This is the marble shooting group of Narcotics Anonymous. We sit around and shoot marbles. Yeah. That ain't what it's about. And sometimes I wonder what really is and what really isn't. And sometimes people can argue with me on some damn good points. But I've learned this much. If it's not okay right here in my gut, then something's wrong with it. And that's the bottom line. If it affects me in my damn gut, there's something wrong with it. And something needs to be done. Sometimes I'm the only one of many who stand up and say anything. And then I don't get invited to come to conventions and speak. No. I didn't get clean to come to conventions and speak. I got clean to save my ragged ass. I don't have to go to conventions to speak. I don't have to be up here on this panel. All I have to do is get with me and my higher power and another dope fiend. And then if I'm supposed to do any of those other things, it'll happen on God's timetable and at exactly the right time. And that's all I have to share on. Thank you.
Yeah, questions, responses, comments.
My name is Bill. I'm an addict.
Hello.
I have a question. I see in this room so far two board of trustee members. I have a question for the board directly. NA as such would never endorse any outside facility, you know, whatever. There is a club, and I use the term loosely, of which I used to be a member. And I haven't participated in that club since for like 3 months. It is my understanding and my opinion and my interpretation of the sixth tradition that we can't put NA logos on T-shirts, on the back of cut-off jean jackets, and ride down the road on our 10-speeds. Or we can't put any logos anywhere. We, as a club again, I consider it to be a gang now because it's practicing the disease instead of recovery, requested direct interpretation of this issue by the Board of Trustees. And the answer they gave us was, well, we don't really endorse it, but we don't really, it's all right. And I'm going to say something. There were three Board of Trustee members here. I forgot Mike. That's bullshit. That's fucking bullshit. If it's all right for you to sit up and tell me, well, you can't wear something on your back, but I can because I'm whatever, that's exclusive, and that's isolationism, and that kills people, because I've seen it in my area, and that's why I've turned my colors in. And I won't badmouth it, because Narcotics Anonymous tells me to look at myself before I look at anybody else, but I won't endorse it. Yeah. And that means I won't wear my t-shirts in public. That means I won't wear my NA necklace. I have this girlfriend back in the area that says, well, whenever somebody comes up to me and tells me that, what's the NA stand for? I said, never alone. And that's neat, and that's cool, and that's, whoop-de-doo. But Narcotics Anonymous is getting too big, thank God, to let it be passed off as the NA logo is nice ass or never known or whatever. The people know Narcotics Anonymous. And when you ride down the street on your Harley doing wheelies or wear your NA t-shirt and walk into a bar and do this, you take in the fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous into that bar on that bike, and you've taken my life into that bar on that bike. And I don't appreciate it. And I would like some feedback from the trustee members to settle this issue one way or the other.